to trials get you down, will drive your spirit to the ground.
Oh, mount up with wings, little eagles, and fly. So spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. Oh, you weren't born for the valley. You were born to soar in the sky.
Don't let your trials get
you down. Oh, sing it, church.
Or drive your spirit to the ground.
Oh, mount up with wings, little eagles, and fly. Sing it one more time. So spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. Oh, you weren't born to stand that old valley. You were born to soar in the sky.
Don't let your trials.
Tonight. How many of you are really glad you're eagles tonight? Well, we just trust that everybody here is an eagle tonight. May God bless you. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Hadn't it been a beautiful day on the outside? We're going to have a wonderful time in here tonight, too. I believe that with all my heart. How many of you come to have church? How many of you come to contribute? How many of you then, after you contribute, you will be a consumer? You remember what we heard about that here a few weeks back? We don't want to just come in and be a consumer without making a contribution. Now, this is your 20, 25 minutes of your time to create an atmosphere. You want to have a good church service tonight? It's up to you guys. You want to have a good song service? It's up to you guys. Now, how many of you are going to participate? How many of you are not going to aggravate? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him another good hand clap of praise if you love him with all your heart. Yes, spread your wings, oh, little eagles, and fly. Oh, you weren't born for the valley. You were born to soar in the sky.
Don't let your trials drive your spirit to the ground.
Oh, mount up with wings, little eagles, and fly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can be seated tonight while we look at our prayer request. Brother Gene Lehman, if you would, get ready to pray over these needs tonight. Sister Judy Dyer is sick and requesting prayer. I think Brother Dan Dyer had sent a text to Sister Joy for her to come and be with her because she's very sick tonight. So we're just asking for healing for our sister, that the Lord would just be mindful of her. Brother Randy Scott sends this in on behalf of a brother. His name is Jim. He lives in Rochester, New York. And he's asking for the intercessory prayer for my wife, Dawn, and myself. My wife has filed for divorce and has fallen away from the Lord. Asking for prayers that the Lord removes the scales from her eyes and that we can put our relationship back together. So let's pray that God would just have mercy on that situation, intervene, and may God just work it all out. We have two tonight, two special unspoken prayer requests that the Lord knows all about. We just commit those needs unto the Lord. Sister Victoria Thomas from Georgia called to request continued prayer for herself. She is battling cancer and a possible abscess on her leg that the doctors are treating. She is experiencing a lot of pain and asks that we would pray for her healing and strength during this time of her life. So let's remember that tonight. Brother Gary wants us to remember Brother Brandon Green and his son Zeke. They both have the flu, so let's remember that need tonight. As we pray, Brother Jackie Tipton says, I want to thank everyone for praying for my mother during her recent stroke. She came home Friday from rehab and is doing really well. She will be having some in-home therapy for a few weeks to help with her speech and to get some strength. Your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you from Brother Jackie. So we just commit that unto the Lord. I want to pray for Brother Keith Strader, who is having tests done next week for heart problems. The Lord, we just commit him unto the Lord tonight on behalf of those needs. All the unspoken prayer requests, we know there's tremendous needs among us. Could we stand together tonight? Brother Gene, you take us to the Lord. Let's pray. Just commit these things unto the Lord. Certainly appreciate Brother Gene, don't we? God bless you, my buddy. I appreciate you.
You ready to have a blessing tonight? Well, I believe you're going to get one. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads. Father, we want to invite you into our presence tonight, Lord. And we want you to come, Lord, as a old mother hen would come and pull us under your wing tonight, God. Lord, we come for something tonight, Lord, and only you can help us to bring it, Lord. And if we, each one of us, enter in, God, as that part of us that is part of you, Lord, there's nothing in this building could not happen, Father. You could do miracles, God. You could move mountains, God, that didn't look like they could be moved. You could do things, God, that was unspeakable, God. So, Lord, all you want is just our obedience, God. And so many times, Lord, we're very short, God, to give you our disobedience. It's much easier, God, to be disobedient sometimes than it is to be obedient. Lord, I know that because of being disobedient many times, Father. I'm not proud of that, Father. Lord, tonight we just want you to touch these prayer requests tonight that we hold in our hand, God. And Lord, there's so many of them tonight, God, that we couldn't even begin to name them, Lord. I know Brother Daniel Nunley's been on my heart for weeks, God. And Lord, also Brother Eugene Kennedy, Lord. I know, God, and I've prayed, God, I know you're big enough to heal them, God. I know your hand is not short that you can't reach down into their lives, God, and make a way where there seems to be no one way, Father. So we're asking tonight, Lord, you'll bless Brother Homer tonight, God. Lord, I pray tonight that each one of us will be fed. God, we can be fed if we'll open up our hearts tonight, God. Brother Homer can get up here and preach for an hour, and if you don't open up your heart, you won't get one thing out of it. God, I pray, let my heart be open tonight, God, that I'll receive whatever you send tonight, God, whatever you've got for your children tonight. Lord, help us to be obedient, Father. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ, Father.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him another good hand clap of praise tonight if you love him. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. You're visiting with us tonight in the service. We want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that would be streaming this service tonight, we pray that this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well. There's always people that we don't think to maybe mention their name or call their name from the pulpit that are in need of our prayers. But I'm sure in your mind you've got folks that you're thinking about tonight that you're asking the Lord. Just don't never give up on them. Just keep asking God. God's able to meet every need. His timing is perfect. He has never been late. He's never made a mistake. He's an on-time God. Do you believe that? Somebody say, I believe it. Somebody say, it's the truth. I asked Brother Joel to get up here tonight, and we're going to help him and Brother Harry. Brother Chuck usually helps them sing this song, but this is a good song. You may be going through a hard time right now, through the fire, so to speak, but I'm going to tell you something. God's on the other side. He'll get you out of it. Do you believe that? What's wrong with the rest of you? Do you believe it tonight? Let me see everybody's hands. Wave them around a little bit if you believe it with all your heart. He's an on-time God, church. Somebody say glory. Somebody say glory. Sing, everybody.
Well, so many times I've questioned certain circumstances, but things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. My frustration gets so out of hand. And it's then I am reminded.
Oh, we're always reminded.
Never been forsaken.
We're not forsaken.
I never had to stand one test alone.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad?
And as I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me. And it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
Sing it now.
He never promised that the cross would not be heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting.
But he said,
help would always come in time.
Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision,
and the adversary says,
standing in the valley of decision.
God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Sister Laura Wyko has a song for us. Brother Joel, if you'd just stay up here, I want you to lead us in another song just in a few minutes. Give Sister Laura a nice hand as she comes to sing for you tonight.
To make you clean. Let him in your sacred place.
Just before Brother Homer comes to minister for us tonight, we're certainly glad to have Brother Homer Longoria with us, aren't we? Amen. I told him just a few minutes ago, he's just like a breath of fresh air, Brother Terry. We certainly appreciate it. There's nobody like Homer Longoria. God made him. He said, I'm done with that pattern right there. But we certainly love Homer Longoria. He's a precious, precious brother and one of the best friends you could ever have, one of the best preachers you could ever listen to. I remember the last time I was here, I just thought, Brother Homer, that's the best you ever done. So probably be that way again tonight. That's the best you've ever done. But somebody ought to testify tonight. Somebody ought to testify. Let's sing about it tonight. You can stay seated if you want to or if you want to stand. Ever how you want to do it. If you don't feel like standing, you just remain seated. But if you want to stand, that's fine. Brother Joel, sing here, buddy.
Somebody ought to testify.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. For God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
Times in my life I was down in despair.
Oh yes!
Failing on my knees, oh, and I called on God in prayer. I thanked Him for His blessings. I named Him one by one. But most of all, I thank You, God, for all You've done.
Somebody ought to testify.
Sing it!
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
Now those Hebrew boys, they can testify. How God took the heat out of that fiery fire. Oh, come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lions were made pillows for my head to lay.
Somebody ought to testify.
Sing about it.
Oh, somebody ought to testify. Oh, God, I live. Oh, God, I would die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify.
Oh,
somebody ought to testify. Oh, for God I'll live. For God I would die. Somebody ought to testify.
Let's sing a little bit more of it tonight.
Those Hebrew boys, they could testify. How God took the heat out of that fiery fire. Oh, come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lions were made pillows for my head to lay.
Somebody ought to testify.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody ought to testify. For God I live, for God I would die. Somebody ought to testify.
Hallelujah. Brother Homer Longoria.
Lonnie Jenkins said one time, they was really doing like y'all doing. And he walks out there and he said, "Don't wait till I get warmed up. I'm as warm as I'm going to get." So don't wait till I get warmed up. I'm as warm as I'm going to get. Amen. 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 You love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I don't know why you love your pastor. He had somebody like me. I told him to, so it was okay. Amen. I told him, I said, look, he had Tim Burdett, wild. Amen. Donnie comes on, he's wild. And then Daryl comes on, he's wild. And then I got the wet blanket. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be here. Amen. Good to be serving the Lord. Amen. It's certainly a time to really be recognized in this hour where you stand. Amen. Amen. Because I'll tell you what, it is a very, very critical time. Amen. And so while you stand, if you'll look with me in Numbers chapter 17. Numbers chapter 17. I want to look at something tonight. And everybody's preached on Aaron's rod. And I'd like to look at that tonight on Aaron's rod, the predestinated will of God. Amen. Aaron's rod, the predestinated will of God. Because I want you to notice, you know, in the scripture in verse 1, the Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, said, speak unto the children of Israel, and take every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all the princes, according to of the house and the fathers, 12 rods, write every man's name upon that rod. Now I want you to notice, he said, now you take every man's rod. Okay, now watch what he said. And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of the Levite, and one rod shall be for the head of the house of the fathers. And I couldn't help but think, I said, now what's what God's doing? Amen. He's singling out a person. He's singling out a person like he singled out you. Are you with me? Amen. So, you know, you didn't come. Amen. So that rod just didn't go in there. God said, put it in there. And you didn't just come here before the world was. God said, put him in there. Amen. He said, put him in there. Amen. Because something is going to happen. Amen. In this situation. And you say, amen. So he said, I want you to put Aaron's rod in there. Amen. Now, so Aaron is not really, he's not really up on it himself. Okay. He's just one of the men. Just like you were. Right? Amen. And he said, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of the Levite, and the one rod shall be the head of the house of the fathers. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet you with you. What's this? And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose, right, shall blossom. Amen. Amen. And I will make the cease of the, amen, from me, the murmur and the children of the Israel, whereby they murmured against me. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave them a rod apiece, each one of the princes, one according to their father's house, even 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was amongst the rods. Watch him, amen. He keeps bringing it back to Aaron's rod, the predestinated will of God. Can you say amen? Amen. And Moses laid the rods before the Lord, the tabernacle of the wilderness. And it came to pass on the morrow, Moses went in to the tabernacle of the witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. And Moses brought out all the rods from the before the Lord and all the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. Alright?
Yeah.
Amen. Now I'm gonna let you be seated because I want to go on. May the Lord add his blessings as you sit down. Amen. I want you to notice this if you would tonight. Now, amen. I want to preach and I want to get it over with and get out of here. I'd rather not spend the night with y'all. So I want to get this over with. Amen. 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 If you're a visitor and you don't know who I am, I'm sorry for you. God bless you. And Moses took all the rods from before the Lord, and all the children of Israel were looked and took every man his rod. And the Lord spake unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod. Amen. Right, bring Aaron's rod. Amen. I'm really interested in this one. All right. Amen. I'm not interested in all the other ones. Amen. And I want to relate something Brother Branham said. Brother Branham said Aaron's rod was put in there to make the decision. Oh, you're confused, ain't you? Okay. Amen. So the prophet of God says it like this. He said, I put Aaron's rod to make a decision who God has chosen. Well, what about all these other churches? What about all this other group that's serving the Lord that's a part of Israel? It's amazing, huh? Amen. Now, here's all these people in here. Amen. And now he said, I put Aaron's rod because, amen, there's got to be a decision about this. Amen. And so I want Aaron's rod because I don't really have no one to choose from until you put this one in there. Yeah. I really don't have nobody to choose from yet. So the prophet of God says, amen, he said, now I want you to do, he said, I want you to put Aaron's rod in there, amen, to make a decision who God has chose and who he hadn't. Now, come on, everybody's going to say amen because we're part of it tonight, all right? But what if you ain't? But you're in the same church. You're in the same group. You're the same part. Amen? Amen. So God says, put Terry's name in there. Amen? Amen. Terry don't have a clue. He knows he's a part of the tribe. Right? Amen. Now, amen, one day, amen, you was out there somewhere. You had no clue that you would ever be a part of this. You had no clue that you would ever be here. Amen. A lot of you, amen, rather had not been. But God chose you to be here. Is that all right? Amen. See, it was a predestinated will of God that we're here. So God says, write his name on the book. Right? Write his name on the book. Amen. I've got to make a decision out of all these churches, all these people. I've got to make a decision. You mean to tell me God's got to make a decision? Well, you say, this is crazy. Well, it might be. Well, when you see Brother Bram, tell him. I ain't got no problem. You don't need to tell me because I just read it to you. Amen. What's what he says? Amen. Now, I want you to notice, he said, now, watch Aaron. Aaron's rod, amen, as soon, amen, as it was passed, the spirit passed over there. Now, watch what Brother Bam said. He said, it was put in there and it budded. That old stick, dead stick, dried up, no more than a piece of wood laying there. Amen. All the life has gone out of it. But once it was in there, and the light struck it, it come to life. What about the other ones? They were under the same pillar of fire. They were under the same jurisdiction. Then why didn't they come to life? Brother Bennett said there was no life in them. But there also wasn't no life in this one. But it was ordained before the world was. You were dead in sin and trespassing. Right? On the way to the devil's hell. But when the light crossed you, it brought you to life. And it left your colleagues out there. Hey, this is enough to have been said. We go home. Because see, amen, it wasn't God just saying you. Amen. See, he had to specifically do something. Glory to God in him. Well, amen. Look over in Deuteronomy chapter 6, chapter 7, verse 6, I believe it is. Amen. See who God says, I've chosen you, not your great people. My God, ain't half of you in here great people. I mean, I've looked over you and I see you. Amen. But he says, look over here. Amen. You're not a great number. Boy, if we was, we'd be scary, wouldn't we? Amen. Can we look at it? Amen. Let's look over there. Amen. Deuteronomy. Okay? Is this okay? I'm trying to hurry. I'm hurried for your sake. Amen. Don't say that, Jerry. Next person you get, he won't. I love you. I love Jerry. Amen. I knowed him a long time, I think. Amen. Watch what he says. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art holy people. Well, there's murmuring and complaining over yonder a while ago. Huh? Right? There's murmuring and complaining. Now he's saying they're holy people. I mean, who? What kind of decision did? Everybody gets mad at Brother Branham because, hey, he said, hey, look, man, he made mistakes and all these kind of things. God said, hey, look, you're murmuring and complaining. Now you're holy people. God, are you confused? No, he ain't confused. Amen. Watch what he says. He said, thou art holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people. A special people. Amen. What did you do to earn it? Nothing. There's no way you can earn it. There's no way you can get good. Amen. Amen. That's what he says. He said, you're special people unto myself. My God. Amen. That's rich. Amen. Why? Amen. God had to make a decision on whom he chose. Right? Amen. So God makes a decision on who he chooses. So he says, amen. So the scripture said, look, he said, you're special people unto myself. Amen. Nobody else likes you. Everybody else think you're crazy. Everybody else think you're cut. Come on, y'all might as well loosen up. You ain't, amen. You ain't the best one on the block. Right? But to God you are. To God you're special. To God, you're even holy. There ain't a holy thing about you. But to God, you are. Is he confused? No. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, look, put Aaron's rod in there. I ain't going to get these others. Just put his rod in there. I got to have one that I can choose. Hallelujah. Amen. I see y'all got a bigger clock. Praise the Lord. That's what he said. You're special people unto myself. You know, I that's what I like. That's the reason I like that song. You know, I come to the garden alone. While the dudes are still, you know what? And he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there. None other. Amen. It's special. If you don't feel special with God, I don't know what you feel. Amen. Why? Because he chose you out of the multitude of people. I'm talking about he chose you not to be religious. Amen. Be a part of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. You know, no matter what people say about you, amen, you know what? We were chosen once. Amen. You know what? And so he says it like this. Amen. So God says, amen. He said, now, you know, I want you to myself. I don't want nobody. That's when I got my wife. I didn't want nobody else to have her. Man, she's special. She's mine. I want her to myself. I didn't want nobody winking at her. Come on, man. She's already punched you. Go ahead and say amen. Praise the Lord. Watch what he says. He said, now, he said, above all people. All right. You mean there's some more people in here and you're going to pick me? He said, put Aaron's rod in there. Put Aaron's rod in there. I got to make a decision about all of this stuff. And so far, I ain't got nothing to deal with. So far, I ain't got nothing to choose from. Remember the song, I Counted on Adam? I counted on, you know, you remember the song? He said, he proved untrue. Amen. You know what? He said, look, amongst all the people, I chose you. Amen. Where did he choose you from? Not just when you was come on, amen, on the scene. He said, that was before the foundation of the world, I chose you. I put your name. I put your name on that rod. I put your name on that book. I placed you there. Amen, amen. So he said, what he do is, he said, now, amen, you're a great people. You're a holy people. And look, church, amen, you dress different, you look different, you're odd. If you go down to town, amen, you're the one that looks odd. Especially the sisters. Men don't look no odd, amen. Now, it used to be, you know, we always clean shaven. Now we're not no more. We all got beards and everything else. I'm not condemning them. I just said that's what we look like now. But you know, ladies just about has to wear the long dresses, still not cut your hair, and everybody gives you a stare. Let me tell the truth. Praise the Lord. Watch what he said. Can I go on? All right. He said, and the Lord said, no, excuse me. He said, now you are a special people unto myself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Isn't that amazing? Now, God, you know, a lot of times I don't feel that special. I'm sorry, I don't feel that special. I feel like, you know, I almost jump off a newspaper. I know you do, Jerry. I see you back there. I was glad to see him today. Give me something to preach on. What's the next verse? He said, and the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number. Huh? I didn't choose you because you were more in number. Really? Amen. Isn't it amazing? Amen. Amen. You know, you think more there is, more the merrier. No, church, amen. He said, look what he says. I didn't choose you because you're more in number, amen, among many than many of the people. For you are yet fewer than all the people. Amen. So where do we fit at? He said, put Aaron's name in there. Put your name in there. This is the predestinated will of God. Amen. That God had to do this for you. You was not capable of doing it yourself. Amen. So all those sticks, Brother Reynolds said, there they are laying there totally lifeless. Right? And even Aaron's rod was lifeless. Even Aaron's rod was, amen, totally dead. Brother Ben said, you was totally dead in sin and trespassing. You, amen, there was no way for you to come out of it. But God, rich in mercy, God, amen, comes on the scene. And God, amen, placed you, amen, in the position that you could come to life. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, there's nothing, amen, amen, a people that's been chosen by God, amen, that ought to not be in full bloom in this hour. There's too much entertainment still going on. Are you with me now? He crossed over. You know, a lot of people, message people, they're church people. They never bloom. They never blossom. They never produce no fruit. Hallelujah. They hear. Right? But it's the same routine over and over. Come on, church. See, it come a time that rod had to manifest itself. Brother Jim, we're in an hour that we must manifest ourselves. We can't lean on Brother Donnie. We can't lean on Brother whoever. We have to come to a manifestation of ourselves. See, amen, amen. No one knew what each stick was. You may dress right. You may look right. But at the evening time, it's going to be manifesting time. And you're going to either produce, amen, you're either going to be a part of it, or amen, or you're going to, amen, just be a religious person. See, you can't get by it. See, God, through the prophet of God, he said, I put it in her so it could be manifested. So, church, amen. Jesus said, many are called, many sticks, many people. Hey, but just a few chosen. Is that the truth? Amen. So we've had groups after groups after groups down through ages. But look where we're at now. At the head of the pyramid, there are very few. Right? Aaron did not tell him to put his rod in there. God did. God told Moses, put his rod in there. Write his name on there. Amen. Aaron may not know his name was on there. I didn't know my name was on the book. I thought I was predestined to be a heathen. I was a street person. Amen. Amen. So I didn't know my name was there. Gene, I didn't know my name. Amen. When they started talking to me about a message, hey, I didn't want that. Huh? He said, put his name on that. Put his name on that. Cheryl, that blowed my mind. Huh? One day I woke up to the fact, hey, I want this. I want this. And another part of me said, are you crazy? This is what you stood against. You crazy. I said, I know, but I want that. They put his name on her. Put his name on her. Amen. My church never did talk to us about a book of life. They never did tell us we was predestinated for the foundation of the world. They never told us, that, hey, come shake my hand, you're all right for the next, you know, till you die, and then go to hell. Everybody else going to heaven. You ain't never seen nobody go to hell. It's the truth. You don't want nobody to go. Amen. But God didn't choose them to go. They just said, I'm going to do this myself. And you would have went too. Come on, how many of us tried all kind of religious? See what I mean? You know what Brother Bram said? Brother Bram said, we staggered in from one place to another. Right? Amen. From the Baptist, you know, I started out a Roman Catholic. Amen. Somebody said, oh, that's awful. At least I was in the mother. Right? Brother Bram said she had daughters. Bible said she had daughters. That was y'all. Praise the Lord. Well, that's the truth anyhow. What's what he says? That's what the scripture says. He said, now, again over here, he said in the book of Numbers, he said, now look, he said, it came to pass that on the morrow that Moses went in into the tabernacle of the witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded. It brought forth. It was identifying itself. It's not just a stick now. Come on, church, we're at the end time. It's time to identify yourself. What's the identification of the people that's leaving the message? They're identifying themselves. Their name was not there. You can be in the company. Judas was in the company. Judas was a part of it. Amen. He was a part of the ministry. But he never had his name on the rod. He never had his name on the rod. But he was, amen, he was chosen. My Bible tells me in John 6, amen, was it? Amen, he was chosen by the main man. Not by some bishop. chosen. Jesus said, have I not chosen? You know, you're 12. One of you is a devil. Right? Amen. You've been chosen to be the devil. Glory to God anyhow. Amen. Amen. What's what he says here? He said, and the light struck all over those sticks. But none of them come to life. You ever went to church, amen, back at them? Amen, at Pentecost, when there are certain people who run and shout and jump every service when they heard the message. Took all the shout out of them. Come on, if you was there, you know what I'm talking about. Man, they spoke in tongues every service. They shouted every service. I said, you know, it's kind of like I said somebody, I saw a guy the day, one day, and I thought, that guy shouts at the organ music. I said, I don't guess he ever has a bad day. Praise the Lord. But I said, we're not immune from them. Amen. Can I go on a few more minutes? Amen. Watch what he says. Remember that rod, amen, passed over every one of those elements. Amen. And it got inside the holy place. Still dead. Right? Never come to life. Amen. When it was first placed into that holy place. Amen. But amen. But when it was placed in there, amen, something began to come to life. Why didn't the other ones come? Under that same pillar of fire. Under that same anointing. Why does the people, amen, sometimes you see people come and they go under the same atmosphere that you're in. What's wrong? The pillar of fire passed over all the others. But God's ordination said, put Aaron's rod. Put his name on that rod. That's the only reason I'm here. That's the only reason I believe what I believe. He said, put his name. Put his name on there. Amen. Amen. Why? Amen. You know what, church? And when God crosses over you, amen, it don't make you want to hunt something else. Jim, when I married Margie, I told her, I said, you can quit looking. You have found the best. When I found God found me, I found the best. I could quit looking. I didn't need nothing. Wayne, I didn't need nothing now. I found the best. Amen. I told you, you don't have to look for no further. I said, you may find one more smarter, more educated, more work brickle and everything else, but you can't find no better. I may not understand everything in this book. I may not understand everything in that message. But I found the best. I found the best. And you know what? I've gave my life for it. Amen. Amen. Watch what he says. He said it passed over all of those. Amen. It passed over. Amen. Here goes the pillar of fire. Here goes the Shekinah glory. All over that. Hey, can you imagine when Moses went in there to get the rods? And he's got them all wadded up together. So each man didn't really know who's had buddied. You know, sometimes you really don't know, you know, who's buddied. You really don't know. They act more like a Christian. You know, and they, amen, they act like more, they're holier than you. But until he started separating the stick. Mine's not on there. Mine didn't come to life. Right? You know what? You know what happens then? Amen. They start condemning. You think you're the only one. Right? Then they start condemning you. Well, who do y'all think you are? You ever heard this kind of story? Absolutely. Amen. If you ever met with the public, you know what I'm talking about. You all think you're the only one. No, amen. Terry's in here. I don't think I'm only one. Amen. But if I am, so be it. That's what he says. Amen. He says, so they taken that and they began to distribute. Moses didn't write the name. This is not Moses, this is God. He said, verse 1 said, the Lord told him. The Lord told him. Amen. Amen. He said, now I want you to put this on her. I want you to put this in. Amen. But I want to tell you what. Slip old Aaron's in there. Put old Aaron's name in there. Amen. Amen. Why would you don't put him in there for? Why? Amen. Well, is he kin to you or something? Favoritism. That's your buddy? Put his name on there. Amen. Amen. Isn't it something, church? The predestinated will of God. And that's the only way we'll ever get in there. It's because of what he done. It's not what you've done. It's what he done. Amen. Amen. It's what he done. Amen. And so the Bible says, immediately it identified itself. Here's the blossoms. And isn't that amazing? It's budded. And okay, and here's a stick. All of a sudden it's got fruit on it. All of a sudden you got the fruit of this word. Right? Amen. The vine don't bear it. It's the branches that bears fruit. So all of a sudden now, he walks out there, and he could have said, hey, y'all want an almond? They have one. How did that happen? Amen. It was ordained to life.
Amen.
What happened to us? What did he say? Amen. What did he say to that other group? Go pray up. Go pray up. And while he left, amen, amen, he came. But you know what? Isn't it amazing they got to see the fruit? Huh? Before they was discarded. They're going to see some fruit of this thing. Of all the stuff that's leaving it, they're going to see some fruit. That's the reason, amen, Brother Brown said, get desperate or perish. That was a time we need to be desperate is now. Brother Brown said, you can't be desperate until he says today, amen, he causes you to be desperate. Is that right? Amen. Amen. So he says, amen. So verse 10, he says, excuse him. And he said, and the Lord said unto him, unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod. I'm so partial to Aaron. Bring Aaron's rod. Right? Moses, amen. God said, hey, Moses, get Aaron's rod. Moses don't even know what's going on. No, hey, Moses can't bring it to life. Brother Branham couldn't bring it to life. Donnie Reagan can't bring it to life. I can't bring it to life. God brings it to life. God brings it to life. Amen. God, amen, is showing the fruit of this ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. And so if you ever show any fruit, it's because that God budded you out. Look what he says. Amen. Look what he said. And the Lord says unto Moses, amen, bring Aaron's rod again to the testimony to be kept for a token. I want to keep this up. Amen. I want to show you this. This is a true testimony. Somewhere you're going to have a testimony. And God's going to, Brother Branham said, on things that ought to be. Brother Branham said, he's going to display you to the world. You're going to be special if God displays you to the world. God displayed this situation to, amen, all Israel. Huh? God displayed this. He showed them exactly, amen, this, amen, this rod is not a hypocrite. It reproduced, amen, what it was. Amen. We're only going to reproduce what we are.
Amen. We're going to reproduce what we are. Amen. Amen. If we come from God, then we have to be a part of God, and then we reproduce another God. Is that right? So God wants to display us as a testimony. To who? To the world. Amen. Amen. So he wants to show you off. Amen. Can you imagine? Aaron goes out and he said, look now, the house of Levi. Look. God has showed us favor. Can you imagine there's a revival in the camp? Right? When God showed you the word of God and that word began to manifest, there was a revival started in your heart. That was something starts down in your heart. You've been accepted. Isn't that amazing? You've been accepted, amen, in the beloved. Is that all right? Amen. So, amen. What does the scripture said in First Peter chapter 2, I believe it is, verse 9, somewhere right there. He says, you're a royal people. You're a chosen generation. Man. Can God think about you as that? That's what he thought. Amen. He's letting one of the most heady, high-minded, rough guys to put it in the word. God's chosen you as a royal priesthood to go forth and to show his very glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Everywhere you go, something follows you. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. So that rod, Brother Ben said, it followed. It passed over every other element. Amen. It got inside of the Holy Spirit. They were still dead. It never come to life when they first brought it in there. That's the reason the Holy Spirit watches you since you received the Holy Ghost. He watches your attitude towards the kingdom. God watches your attitude towards the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. He gives you this. Then he stands back and watches you. Praise the Lord. Amen. He stands back and he says, I want to watch him. I want to watch his attitude now. You know, amen. You know, a lot of people, they don't do a lot of things, but they got a stinking attitude. Right? Your attitude has all to do with your altitude. Ain't it the truth? Amen. So the Holy Ghost is watching your attitude. Right? And you know, sometimes I fail. That's the only rotten thing about me sometimes, my attitude. I think I get all bent out of shape sometimes. You know, you get the wrong attitude about a lot of things. Isn't it the truth? Amen. Had not God said, okay, put his rod in, his name on that rod. If he'd have just looked at me before then, he said, hey, cast him out. Amen. There were some that they cast it down into outer darkness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Saturday night, you know, don't sing it like they said, the song says, Saturday night and I just got paid. We're out of here in just a few minutes. Amen. Amen. Watch what he says. He said, watch him. He says, and they said, now that stick, that old dead rod. Amen. It was dead. But you know, that one night in that presence. Praise the Lord. One night with the King. Was that Donnie sings that one night? One night with the King. One night in the presence. Amen. What happened? He said it began to blossom. Can you imagine? Well, can you imagine yourself what it was when you first, that Holy Ghost come upon you? My God, you could take the world. You were so hot. I mean, you were so ready. Right. Man, why? You know, and I can imagine. Let me just say it like this. And I know it's carnal. But what do you think? When that stick started coming alive, it started quivering a little bit. Why, it's coming back to life. Amen. It's starting to sprouse again. Amen. It's starting to move again. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And I thought, God, amen, if we ever going to be identified with this word, We ought to be somewhere. We ought to be a blossoming. Amen. We ought to be coming forth. Amen. In such a way. Amen. That the world would see that this is alive in us. I don't have to prove to you. I don't have to prove. It'll prove itself. They didn't have to prove what rod was who. It proved itself. Ain't it the truth? It proved itself. They could not argue with it. Huh? I asked somebody another question the other day, and I said, hey man, when you want to bring all the sham against the message, was you there? Did you see any of this stuff happen? Then you really don't know what you're talking about. You really, what it is ignorance gone to seed. You need to have be a first class witness. But you know, this one said this and this one said this. And when they start saying from 1955 back over there, you don't even remember. I hardly remember 10 years ago. I can tell Terry something and he can tell Jerry something. Jerry tells somebody something and the time he gets back under the door, it's a mess. Amen. I can tell him, oh, my brother. Amen. Brother Terry, I love you. Time he gets back over here, he said, Brother Homer hates you. You know, it's the truth. So now we got a generation that rose up and didn't know Joseph. We got a generation that rose up and didn't know God. They never experienced God. Is that all right? Amen. So what it is, when we look out there, amen, we hear this and we hear this and we hear this. And, amen. But you know what? You never had no life to come forth. Amen. Because the prophet of God said, if you got the Holy Ghost, you got the same Holy Ghost I got. And if you got the same Holy Ghost I got, then it'll give you the same witness that I got. Right? Amen. Because there's not two Holy Ghosts. So, amen. One came. Amen. You remember how Brother Man preached my God? Amen. He said, when Peter and Paul come together, amen, they were saying the same thing, but they had never been together. Hello? They've never been together, but when they come together, they're still preaching the same thing, water baptism song. Right? Come on, church. Amen. Amen. What's the rod of us? We spend more time entertaining something. Amen. Than we do dedication. To where God can actually deal with us. Speak to us. Amen. Amen. So you're going to have to be getting the same channel of the composer. Oh, you're never going to even know the song. Can you say amen? Amen. So, you know, so God, amen, let that stick identify to the other tribes. God's going to let you identify to the church world that this thing is true. You say amen. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. So, Brother Man says it like this. He said, now, when that old dead stick rod was brought in there and he laid in the presence of God himself, what happened? It budded. It blossomed. And it yielded forth fruit, showing that we're what we're born into. Amen. Into that present, church. Amen. Amen. You know what? I'm getting older, okay? Don't laugh. Some of y'all coming. And I said, the thing I like about getting old, is a lot of people didn't. Amen. Amen. I said, but you know what? Amen. So what is left for me outside of letting this bring forth fruit? Of this word to be manifested. It's not how much I can preach. It's not how much I can talk. It's how much fruit I can bear. Amen. Because you can talk till you turn blue in the face and you're not going to convince nobody. But they cannot deny what they see. They can't deny what they see. Is that right? They see a manifestation of what God has done. So amen. So it let that stick or that stick identify itself. Right? Amen. And so when I looked at it and I thought, God, You mean all these other sticks, all these other churches, you passed over them. And you shined a light. Hey, look, church, the light of this message went around the world 7 times. The light went around the world. Amen. It's shown in every one of these systems. Amen. But just a few came forth. And that was the ones that he said, put their name on the book. Put their name on the book. Right? And by putting that name on that book, on that rod, it identified itself. Amen. Come on, church. Once Mary said, I believe, I receive it, the angel left. It was finished. Once he seals you, once he fills you, he can leave you in any kind of situation. You'll bring forth life. You'll bring forth fruit. He can leave. Amen. Did he not do it to Gideon? After the angel, dealt with Gideon. Amen. Then after a while, the angel left. All right, Gideon, go down there and take over. He'd been endued from power from on high. Come on, church. God don't have to babysit you. I listened to Brother Branham Why Cry speak, and he said, Moses, don't cry to me no more. I've had it. You're about to get on my nerves. Church people, a lot of times, same ones cry all the time. You ever seen a kid cry and he don't need nothing? That's a lot of kids. That's church people. They already got the goods. They already got the answer. But they just like to whine. They just like to cry. I remember my wife was, when my kids was growing up, you know, there's two different cries, right? There's a cry that a mama runs to. And then there's a cry, she just lets him cry. I remember years ago, and the kids be crying. I said, Marge, what that kid want? Nothing. He don't want nothing. No, he don't want nothing. He's fixing to. Then there's a cry that she'll run to. I mean, she'll break her neck to get there. And I said, why are you running? He's in trouble. He's hurt. Two different cries. There's a cry, amen, that God watches you. Huh? And see what you're going to do. Because he realizes you ain't sick. And you already got your needs supplied. He just let you cry. That's right. So there's two different cries a lot of times. Now us daddies, he's going to tell us why he's crying. Are we going to be crying with him? That's the reason God made mamas. I mean, that's the bottom line. Not only just to have them so they could raise them, take care of them, know their aches and pains. Same way with God. He knew there was a time he could stand still. Right? He knew there was a time he could just stand still and watch. Amen. And then there's a time he come running. You know, Brother Terry, I told the church like it. I said, to me, it's my needs that gets God's attention. Whatever I have need, he'll get God's attention. So I don't have to worry about trying to get him and call him up and beg him and plead. My need will get it. I'm one of his children. Right? So my need will get his attention. So he'll come. He's there. Amen? Amen. So therefore, it's got his attention. Because he said it would. Oh, hallelujah. So a lot of times, amen, we cry around and we, you know, and I watch the kids a lot of times. I got some great grandkids and I got a little grandson, you know, and man, he likes to pout. He don't get his way, man. He gets so mad and he gets so pouting. You know, and I said, go ahead, son. Just go right ahead. Let's have a good time. Let's just do it together. I mean, let's get on with this baby. What are you going to do next? Ah! You know, it ain't long. He's gone. You know, he's okay. You know? It's the same way with us. Brother Donnie didn't listen to me last week. I was trying to get his attention. I texted him. He didn't text me back. Ah! Y'all know this is the truth. Wonder why I pay tithes. Why didn't he call me? Really, you probably, with that attitude, you just gave them. You didn't pay them. God, my Bible said God loves a cheerful giver. Okay, I'm quitting. I'm quitting, Jack. I'm quitting. I'm getting out of here. I'm going home with you, Jack. Watch what he says. Amen. What happened? It budded. It bloomed. It blossomed. Yielded fruit. See? That rod was off an almond tree. But maybe he didn't know it. Maybe he picked it up. Maybe he didn't exactly know what it come off of. But what it did do was, in that presence. Maybe they didn't really know what you believed. But once you got in that presence, and you begin to bloom, then you begin to hear the ministry saying your name was put on a book. Put his name on there. And all of a sudden, then they begin to see you bloom and blossom and start bringing forth fruit. Amen. What did you do? You begin to worship. Amen. Not Lewis said, if you love the Lord, you're supposed to love him when you come in here.
Amen.
That's why you here. If you don't love the Lord, you must love Donnie. Who do you love? If you love the Lord, you come in the door. Right? It makes everything so much easier. Ain't it the truth? Amen. Sure, you know, it's not if you love the Lord. Amen. You come in loving the Lord. There's an old sister down in Georgia years ago, and she had several kids, and she had to walk to church. You know, and it was a nominal church, and so, you know, one day she come into church and she's soaking wet, walking. They don't go to my church like that. I don't have them kind. If they got wet, they mad through service.
Preach it, brother. All right. Hit it, brother. Come on.
Ain't it the truth?
Amen.
Messed up my hair, and I had that hair dude all fixed up, and I went, and it cost me $40. Now it's wet. But anyhow, she comes through the door, slings the door open. She said, praise the Lord. I'm just so glad to be here. Water running all over. She's a worshiper. She's a worshiper. Her name was on something. God had called her to worship. Right? God called her to worship. And amen. And she wanted to get together with other worshipers. That's the reason I tell the church a lot of times, if you're sitting by grumpy, move. Move. If they bother you, move. Don't both of y'all die. It's a fact. I said, you know, I was trying to praise the Lord, and I looked over at her, and she wasn't doing nothing. Get up and move.
Amen.
Amen. Don't just sit there. You know, that's why the leper said, why sit here? We die. I mean, why are we going to just sit here in this pew and die? Get up and move. Amen. Amen. Because if you don't, you ain't going to be long. You're going to be just the same way she is. Ain't it the truth?
Amen.
So move. Get to where you, amen, you can worship God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. With the freedom of your spirit. Yes. Come on, church. I mean, you're going to have to worship God. You come to, this is our opportunity to come together to express ourselves. Amen. Get up, amen. Get up and worship God. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God, amen, that He kept you from getting killed. Thank God that you didn't have a car wreck. Thank God for, amen, the many blessings He's given you. Thank God. Just keep thanking Him. Amen. Come to the house of God. Amen. Amen. With a testimony. Y'all sing about it. But was it good just music? Yeah. It's easy to get under that. But can you do it when you leave? Somebody ought to testify, not say, amen. Can you imagine what it would be like if everybody in here wanted to testify? You ever been to some of them testimony service? You don't want no more of them. Testify outside. Amen. Ain't it the truth? You got to be in there to know. Amen. Amen. Testify out there. Show forth the fruit. Your name was on the rod. Your name was on the book. So therefore, amen, when you leave out of here, you're a whole different person. Amen. Can you imagine what Aaron must have felt when he handed him that rod and his name was on there? Church, that's what I praise God for every day. I thank God that my name was on the book before the foundation world. Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Is He wonderful?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad your name was on the book? Amen. Can you imagine the importance of that? Can you imagine what kind of revival, amen, they could have had? But the others kept on murmuring because their name was not there. They was not identified with it. I'm glad I've been identified with the Lord's despised few. The Lord's chosen ones. Amen. Amen. I love Him tonight, don't you? Amen. God's so good to us. God is so good to us. Amen. Amen. Can we just bow our heads if joy comes tonight? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, I know it's the way I have to do it, Lord. And if I said it all wrong, You forgive me, Lord. But Lord, I just dictates in my heart, Father. Now, Father God, I pray. God, I thank You that the predestinated will of God placed my name on the book. I didn't know it, Father. But Lord, You said put His name in there. Put His name on the book. And Lord, when John says over there, John 15:16, he said, You ain't chose me. You haven't chose me. I chose you. I've ordained you to bring forth fruit of this hour. Thank You so much, Father. Bless Your people tonight, God. Would You minister to each one, Father? If I don't know the needs of the people, like I said, Lord, it's their needs that gets attention of You, God. Now, Father, tonight, Lord, as they worship Him, Father, however they do, Lord, and I pray, Father, there is one person, Lord Jesus, is still, Lord, in a spot tonight that they don't know, really, Father, if they're part of it or not. Lord, may the Holy Spirit pass over them. Move over them tonight. God, and Lord, as that light moves over them, may there be something come forth and let them realize, Lord, that You have called me. You've chose me. I want to thank You tonight, God. Bless each heart tonight, Father, and we give You praise in Jesus' name. Bless you.
When I think of how He came far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace on Mount Calvary.
Chosen. We've talked about it before. We're amazed that he would do what he did for mankind, but us personally, that we should never be able to get over that. I hope we never get over that. Let's just sing this. Remember the service in the morning. Just sing this as you go tonight.
I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed how you came through your precious blood. I found pardon, and my sins are washed. They're all washed away. All my sins are washed away. No one knew how alone I was feeling, and the emptiness I tried so hard to hide. Though I laughed and said my life was fine without you, I was covering up the secret tears I cried. someone told me of your mercy and the love you showed on a hill called Calvary. There you died and purchased my salvation. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed how you can, through your precious blood, I found pardon. And my sins are washed, all washed away. All my sins are washed away. Well, it's true, there have been days when I failed you. Lord, you know the many times I've gone astray, but I've learned your love is stronger than my weakness, and your ear is open every time I pray. Yes, has ever cared for me like you, Lord. Other friends could never be close to me. I'm not afraid to face the problems of tomorrow, knowing you are everything I'll ever need. I'm amazed that you love me. Thank you.